In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today we have a very great saint, Saint Pius V, who was one of the great popes to live and rule the church. He was born in the year 1504 in Italy, and Saint Pius and at the age of 14, that young, he knew that he had a vocation to serve God, and so he immediately at 14 left and joined the Dominican order and started living that religious life while he finished up his high school education. And then after finishing that, he began all of his seminary studies and worked very hard to learn the things that he needed to, and was ordained a priest and went about preaching and helping convert souls all throughout the world. Now, he was known especially for his piety while with the Dominicans, and he would spend long periods of time doing prayer and long time doing penance, and was most especially known for following the rule very exactly, that he was always really good about following the rule. You know, like anything, you're in your school or in your house, you have rules that you have to follow. Well, the religious house was no different. Those religious had to follow the rules that they had for themselves, and he followed every single one of them all the time because he knew it was a perfect way of serving God. Well, in 1556, he was so pious, he was made a bishop, and in just 1 year later, he was made a cardinal and was commissioned to be the head of the Inquisition at that time. The Inquisition was when there was a lot of errors going on in the church between people who had various heresies or even people who were non-Christians altogether. They would try to infiltrate the true faith, the Catholic Church, and try to spread their errors amongst other people. And so you'd have to be brought before a tribunal and questioned to answer things about the faith. Well, he headed that up and was able to keep heresy and errors out of a great number of towns at that time, keeping those Catholic cities to be able to remain Catholic and practice their faith unbothered by other people. Well, in 1566, our Lord had one higher calling for Pope Pius V, and he made him the Pope. And he saw that need, because it was right after the Council of Trent had ended, he saw that need of taking all the things that the Council dealt with, all the changes to make the Church stronger and better again, and actually putting them into practice. So he went, and he made sure that the clergy were held to high standards of morals, and that they were trained well in order to become a priest, and they weren't just kind of pushed through really easy without much education, because that's what allowed the Protestant Reformation to happen, was that a lot of the clergy were not acting very piously and morally, and they were uneducated to fight against the error. So they took it upon themselves to reform the church, and also that there are all sorts of various versions of the Mass all over the world, and so he unified the Roman rite of the Mass, so everybody would be saying the same Mass. Now, one thing that happened during his pontificate, and the thing that I want to focus on for you all, was that of the famous Battle of Lepanto. Now, at this time, there was a section of the world called the Ottoman Empire, and that was run by, that was in what is modern-day Turkey, and it expanded outside of Turkey, but Turkey was its center, and there the Muslims were trying to spread their influence and their false faith all throughout the world, and they would do so by invading countries and even killing people if they didn't convert. And so the Catholic Church decided it was time that we needed to take a stand. We were sick and tired of our people being conquered and killed and forced to deal with this false religion. And so the Church and the Catholic countries of Europe united together to form to fight against this fleet of naval ships coming in from the Ottoman Turks. And so there's the Catholic countries versus this one Ottoman Empire. And the Turks were trying to conquer more land. And the Catholics, despite being outmanned and by about 13,000 men, the Muslims had more of, and outshipped, they had almost 50 more ships, they still decided that they were going to fight that battle. And so when St. Pius V had heard that, he did all that he could to help, which was the spiritual aspect. He commanded everybody to pray the rosary. Everybody should pray the rosary for the success in that battle. And they did. They stormed heaven, and thousands of rosaries came before our Lord's throne. And on October the 7th, 1571, the day that the battle took place, God revealed it by a special little vision to St. Pius V that the Catholics had been successful long before word made it back to him. He knew that they had won. And indeed, they had routed the Muslim forces by, the Muslims lost 20,000 men and almost all of their boats, while the Catholics only lost 7,500 men and 17 boats. And because of this great victory, St. Pius V instituted the Rosary Sunday, which, of course, we celebrate on the first Sunday of October every single year. And it really goes to show us the very importance of that devotion, the Most Holy Rosary. Any victory by that mean, our devotion to our rosary, is attainable, because we can see that in that one victory of St. Pius V, that nobody, just looking at it without the idea of God, nobody expected the Christians to win. But they did, and they won heavy-handedly. Why? Because God's intercession, God's protection through the Most Holy Rosary. For us, we know that we need that rosary just as much. Pope St. Pius V helped restore the church from all the things that had happened to make it really seem to be, falling apart and being greatly under attack. And we need this now, too. We need that same intention. St. Pius V helped stop Muslims invading and spreading their errors. Well, we're under that same type of persecution now that the Muslims are trying to spread all throughout the world. And we need the intercession of for that same purpose today as well. Also, St. Pius V helped convert many people to the faith. We need to convert to many souls. There's so few of us here, and we need to gain more one by one. We even have, I'm sure, people in our own families you can all think of that need to be converted to the faith, and we can do that most especially through the rosary. And St. Pius V needed to restore peace to the church and to as best he could to the world. And there's no greater time that we need that than now as well to restore peace to our world. And it's Our Lady's promise in that Fatima message that peace would come through the rosary, and just how important it is in our times. And this being the 100th anniversary, I implore all of you, if you can, to please come and join us on the 13th next Saturday to pray all together the rosary for these very intentions, in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, on her 100th anniversary this year, because we need to win some victories ourselves as Catholics, and our means of doing so is going to be by that rosary. And everybody here, young and old, everyone has the ability to storm heaven just as much as the next person. But it's up to each one of us as individuals to actually do so. And when we join together by our prayers, most especially through the rosary, it's in that we'll find great victories in our lives. We'll find great victories for souls, and we'll find great victories for God. That was St. Pius V's whole life. What victory could he win next for the good of God and his kingdom? And for us, we too can fight that same battle. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.